Hello and welcome to the Logic Sports Podcast. I'm Shamar Davis and I'm joined by Dan Pleat, Nasir Subar, and we have a special guest, Josiah LeBron.
Yo.
How are you guys doing this week?
I'm chilling, bro. I'm feeling good, man. I know Eagles took this L, but we're going to bounce back against the Lions.
Yeah,
that's all
right. Yeah,
we're coming
it's
back.
It's just week three.
It's okay.
I'm excited that we're early in the season.
We're 2-0.
I mean, I'm a little confident about DJ coming in.
Taking
the wheel.
Giants, man.
Yeah. It's clear the air. Okay, Josiah's a Giants fan. We're going to open up with that.
Pray for him. It's going to be a long season. Let's start with the biggest news of the past week so far. It's probably been Jalen Ramsey and his fight with Doug Marrone and how he requested a trade after. There's been a couple of teams linked to him, like the Kansas City Chiefs, Seattle Seahawks, Eagles, a couple other teams. Where do you think he ends up? Or what do you just think of the situation?
I don't want him to end up at the Chiefs. I'm just going to say that right now. The Chiefs are stacked. They don't need him.
Okay.
If he goes to the Seahawks, that's okay. But I think that Howie's got to pull the trigger and do it. They got to just make the move.
So he's he's a generational talent. Like,
yeah. He's the best corner in the league.
It's hard to get quarterbacks where you can just not worry about them on the side of the field. Like, he can really take that side away. Your best receiver.
Cap-wise is not even that much of an issue.
Yeah.
Not right now, it isn't. Because he still has that fifth-year option. So if he does that and he likes where he's playing and he's winning,
I understand,
then he might
but let's say you could end up trading 2 first-round picks for 2 years or a year and a half of Jalen Ramsey.
I think for a good enough team, then it's okay to do that. Because young guys and old veterans.
The point is, now if he resigns, I think in the Chiefs' case as well, like, you have to pay Mahomes probably $200 million.
Okay.
You have to trade 2 first-round picks,
mm-hmm.
which are valuable picks, especially the Chiefs. They can draft well. And then you have to go on and pay Mahomes. Then you have to pay Ramsey the highest cornerback contract. And same with the Eagles. You guys just gave Carson Wentz money,
mm-hmm.
and you guys are paying a lot of other people a lot of money. And then you have to go get Ramsey. Like, I feel like giving up first-round draft picks is where teams that don't have that much cap space, they need the first-round draft picks. But, like, certain teams...
The Patriots,
go ahead. Yeah, they can draft in third, fourth round, and they're going to be a star.
See, Houston gave up 2 firsts and a second for Laramie Tunzel and Kenny Stills. I think a first and a good player would be a good trade.
Yeah,
if they want 2 firsts, I would have to think about it.
Go ahead, Nas.
The safety for the... Dolphins just got traded.
For one first.
What do you think Jalen's worth?
Exactly. He's worth so much. That's
plus
what I'm
the
saying.
Contract.
Plus
if
the Larry contract.
Tunzel,
you are taking on that contract.
Saying, if Tunzel and Kenny Stills can get 2 firsts and a second, Jalen Ramsey should easily get a set, two firsts.
But I mean, with Shamar's argument, like, he makes a lot of sense.
Like, I think me, if you look at, like, if I'm the Cowboys, obviously any team could use a defensive back, especially the best one in the league.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I'm not willing to trade 2 first-round picks because I think we could actually get 2 good players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think in the Eagles, it kind of makes a little bit more sense. Like, if you're taking cap out of it because, no offense, you guys aren't the best at drafting. Let's look at your past
terrible.
Two drafts.
No, it's below
you guys
average.
Would give up Barnett and Dillard for a guy like Ramsey, like, mm-hmm. okay, like, Dillard could be a really good tackle, but Jalen Ramsey's the best corner.
And we need that.
I think certain teams it makes sense for, but certain teams it doesn't. Like, Seattle, I think they're more than just a cornerback away from being a title contender. So
yeah, I can see that. But the bigger issue is that he didn't think that he fit because they run too much zone, and then that's what the Eagles do too much, a lot of. So if that's not a good fit, then he probably won't even want to go there. There was something that showed that he followed a bunch of Eagles players, but I always see that with people, and it just never is that team. That he actually goes to. Like, he literally followed Nigel Bradham, Ronald Darby, Alshon Jeffrey, all these people. But, I mean, I hope, because he, like we said, he's the best corner in the league. So, no doubt, if the Eagles get him, that's awesome for us. But, I don't think Howie will pull the trigger.
Yeah.
I want him to, but I think he will. I think it might just
end up being Kansas City.
I mean, I was with what Shamar was saying, how, like, he's not – a lot of teams that needs to rebuild, they're not going to get Ramsey because he's going to be the highest-paid cornerback in the league.
Exactly.
And it's just like, when you're rebuilding –
he showed up
you
in a
need,
truck,
you
dude.
Need to – when you're rebuilding, you know, you have all that cap space, you need to invest that into future free agents, not all into – the best free agent, of course, like
saying.
That, because, okay, you have the best corner in the league,
you
but then
be,
but you're then you need 21 other people.
Yeah. Exactly. You see what I'm saying?
You have to be one piece away to even risk having Jalen Ramsey for a year.
You gotta realize you're taking on Jalen Ramsey the personality too. Yeah. It's not just the corner. Yeah, you're taking on the personality.
I think he's just upset right now because he's losing. I think on a winning team he'd have a better personality.
I believe so too. He's passionate about the game.
That's the way.
And I think he doesn't like the coaching staff. Like I really think.
Yeah, yeah, Marrone. He definitely did.
Even when the Jazz were winning, Ramsey had his you know, personality. Like that's just how he is. That's who he is. But I don't think that's really a problem. It's not like he's negative, causing problems with teammates. Like he wants to win, and he thinks he's the best. That's all he is.
I haven't heard any of his teammates really say anything bad about him. So he seems fine in the locker room.
I mean, like if he lands on the Chiefs, I feel like that would be like, listen.
I think it's a real possibility.
That's gonna be crazy. But you gotta think about it. Who did the Chiefs have to lose? You give up 2 first round picks, and the Chiefs are still that team. Think about it. Okay, we'll give you two first round picks. Tariq's still here. Mahomes still here. We got Shady and Damon Kelsey. Williams. You got Mecole Hardman, Sammy Watkins. Yeah. You got Kelsey. You know, look at that defense. You got the Honey Badger in the secondary. Like, bro, really think about it. Who do they have to lose? Okay, for 2 years, we won't have a first round draft pick. What they'll have, and the thing is,
I don't think the Chiefs will give up the two picks, though.
I don't think any team's giving up the two ones.
But some team is gonna do
Someone's gonna be dominant for a long period of time would do it, and I could see the Chiefs or the Patriots doing that, bro. I'm being completely honest. Just really think about it.
I think they will end up letting AB walk too.
Exactly, they only did one year, bro.
They did this year. I think they will let him walk.
Exactly.
And then they would just try to sign
the Patriots can do it too because it doesn't even matter.
Everybody's on 1 year contract.
Exactly, and you know the Patriots didn't draft N'Keal Harry for him to sit on the bench too. Yeah, they know they got to get rid of. They got to get rid of one of those three receivers.
It's not going.
They
got to
get. Yeah, I know. They got to get rid of one of those three. You got to let the rookie shine. He's proved he can be a problem.
It's
going
to be AB, I think. I think they like they love Gordon there.
Yeah, they like.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bill Belichick giving him a second chance. Come on, now.
Yeah, exactly.
Who like how many players is he really doing that for?
He doesn't care either. He has no emotions. Like
exactly. That's my point.
All right, well, Josiah, now we could talk about your team now because they also made headlines.
Yes,
the New York Football Giants.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well,
they benched your man, 2-time Super Bowl champion, Eli Manning.
I'm going to be honest, man.
Eli.
Can I say something first? I'll be honest. I'm going to miss Eli. The last 22 games against the Eagles, he is 4-18, so I'm going to miss him.
Hopefully he follows
in his footsteps. Nah, because I don't want them getting 2 Super Bowls. Nah,
minus the Super Bowl. Nah. I'll take those 4 or 4.
Nah, I think he's going to be decent. All
right, go ahead. All right, what you
Now, here's the thing. I did a lot of research on Daniel Jones when we drafted him. Now, he had the highest completion percentage coming out of the draft out of all. He had the highest accuracy. He had the, like, his deep throw completion percentage was the highest out of all the quarterbacks. Mind you, he was throwing to a bunch of 2-stars and no-ranked receivers. Yeah. Now, you got to think about it. You put him on a stage where he has above average receivers than he did in college. He can do something with that. Okay, in preseason, that doesn't count.
Hold on.
I liked his performance, but it was against no names.
But what prime time receivers do you guys have now? Like
we don't have anybody.
He's basically playing.
And look what
he
did
though.
He still put up 350 something passing yards. Think about it.
Okay, this is the NFL.
I know, but I'm just saying, if he can excel that way on this level, now I'm not saying he's bound to be great. I'm not saying we're going to win out because we're not. We're still rebuilding. The Giants aren't making the playoffs this year. We're not making the playoffs next year. We'll be able to be in ball games next year,
okay. But
we're not going to make the playoffs next year either. We just have a lot of rebuilding to do. I know Jabril Peppers isn't going to be there on the team 2 years from now. Janoris Jenkins isn't going to be on the team 2 years from now. Sterling Shepard might not even be on the team 2 years from now. There's so much rebuilding to do on both sides of the ball. We're going to rebuild around Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley.
Mm-hmm.
The goal at the end of the rebuild, have Daniel Jones and Saquon. That's the goal by the end of the rebuild. As long as those two are still there, that's all that matters. And I feel like Daniel Jones, having Saquon Barkley, I mean, that's going to help. But, I mean, like, he still has to get receivers. I don't know what we're going to do this draft, hopefully. I mean, if we can get a really good receiver, I'm not going to say his name yet because I don't want to jinx it. But, I mean, Daniel Jones.
Judy?
Yeah, I do want Judy. or T. Higgins. Yeah. Like,
oh, my God. The top 4 I would take. Even Chenault, dude. Chenault's pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. CD, but man. Daniel Jones, CD. How I feel, he's not going to win us games. People are second, oh, he's going to turn the program. No, he's going to I feel like he's going to perform average. He's a rookie. I feel like, personally, he should have sat out the whole year. I feel like Eli deserves to finish this year. But, listen, because we weren't making the playoffs this year, bro. Eli
should have finished. So, what's the point? You guys should have started him off the jump. I thought y'all should have just let you should have just told Eli straight up. Because if this was going to happen in week two, starting off 0-2,
Eli could have just retired.
He could have just been done. You could have just had Daniel Jones progressing into these games. Like, at least at week one, he knows that he's the starter for this season. They're throwing him in, like, against the Bucks. Like, I mean,
the Bucks got a good defense.
Yeah, they are,
it's not even just the Bucks. So that's
it's
one
just
out
throwing
of
him into yeah. right into the fire, like in the middle of the week. Like, so, you're like, you're the starter.
So I think, go ahead. Personally, Daniel Jones is not even gonna be about his talent. I don't even know if we're gonna know his talent.
No,
because the team is not good now, and I feel like it's gonna be too much. I feel like people are gonna like really judge him a lot this year when they shouldn't. Because the team does not have any talent. But, like, it makes no sense for him to sit out this whole year. Because next year, when you guys are trying to compete, at least.
Yeah, exactly.
He has no experience. And that's done for already. So, now he gets this experience a year in the NFL. Then next year, let's say I don't even know if you guys would get Judy. But let's say you guys get a better defense or something like that. He can take control of the offense after 1 year in the offense. You know, who knows? You guys might even have a new head coach. But, like, having him get...
Pat Shermer is not the answer. Having him get this experience...
is actually good for you guys. Him and Saquon gonna get that chemistry, and Sterling Shepard going to Tate, the guys you're gonna have for the next year or two. I think Daniel Jones, we're not gonna find out anything about him this year.
See, that could be compared to like Jared Goff. His first year, he didn't do anything. He was backing up.
It was his first Keenum. 2 years, right?
No, just his first year. Then his second year, he really progressed and he looked really good. So it really just depends on how he takes that experience from the first year. Like, he really has to learn from Eli. As much as I don't like Eli, he's one of the smarter quarterbacks. But at the same time, you gotta look at the teams.
If you're comparing them to Goff, look at the rest of the team.
So they're gonna have to build around him.
So Goff had a terrible team. The Rams came out crazy and Goff.
But this coaching is not gonna do it.
I have a really good question now. So compare like Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley, and compare how they're rebuilding to how Jared Goff and Todd Gurley rebuilded together, how they rebuild the team around those two.
They had like a 1 year rebuild, though, and they just signed
because they had so many people.
Now, here's the thing: Giants are gonna have the most cap space next year in the free agency.
But how much people are gonna want to play with y'all?
No, but you gotta think about it. If you have the Giants' line is fixed, we all know the line is fixed. Now, just really think about the rebuild, though. Just really think about the potential of what's to come in the future. We all know the Giants aren't gonna be bad forever.
Obviously, but the
rebuild, you gotta think about this.
The Redskins, though.
Yeah, you're right about that.
And the Redskins already have a defense.
Yeah, that is true.
Redskins are probably two receivers away from being a pretty good team, and Dwayne Haskins starting.
He needs to start.
Yeah, because I don't know what the point of Case Keenum is.
They're not gonna win anything.
I would have just made Keith the backup,
That is true. So you don't think the Giants will be able to make some big money moves this offseason?
It depends on who likes New York.
But, like, having, like, a spending spree how L.A. did, like, in getting Marcus Peters to keep to lead, Ndamukong Suh.
I don't think we'll blow up like that. I think we'll get three key players, mostly on the defensive side, and then we'll draft the rest. Because we need to save some money because we got to save money for Saquon. We all know that.
Saquon is going to break the bank. He's going to be getting paid after McCaffrey, Kamara, Zeke just got paid. So he's going to be getting
He'll probably get a $100 million contract, bro. Low key, bro.
Well, Zeke already got that, but not the extension worth. But what do you guys think about the Miami Dolphins since we're talking about rebuilds? And what do you think about this? First of all, what do you think about the Steelers getting Minka? I don't think it makes much sense to me.
I mean...
You want to go?
I mean, I like it because you got to think about it. The Steelers just drafted a safety last year, right? In the first round, correct? Out of Virginia Tech. They got Joe Hayden on one corner. Yeah. And then I forgot the other corner.
They got Devin Bush this year.
Oh, yeah. They got the 5'10 linebacker, Devin Bush, out of Michigan. And then they got Minkah Fitzpatrick at the other safety. I mean, I feel like the secondary is good, but that offense is just... Damn, I want to see what Mason Rudolph can do.
I don't think it makes sense to give up a first-round pick when you have a good chance of being bad this year. That could end up being a top 10 pick.
That's true. But then look at so now that Miami finessed them and the Texans, they have three first round picks this year, two next year. They have two second round picks this year. I think that's a good rebuild so far.
It is, but like this isn't the NBA. Like, in the NBA, mm-hmm. I could do that. You only need
five people on the team.
And plug and play people. But, like,
they play both sides.
You have three first-round picks. How do you know all three of them are going to be good?
That's true.
Plus, you're going to have all those college players on your team. If any college team came up in the NFL, they would get smacked. I think the Dolphins already are borderline college team. Then they get more college players. Like you're gonna, they're going to need a quarterback. Like, Josh Rosen. With these three first-round picks, let's say they get the number one pick. Which they probably
they're trying
will.
To get Tua, yeah.
You have to get Tua. You could trade Josh Rosen again. Get, like, a second or third. Then now you have to draft. If you have another, then you have to package something to get another playmaker on offense.
They still need a line. And then you, they need a wide receiver. That's what I'm saying. They need a line.
They're corners, more than five first-round picks away in the next 2 years. Sure, they're way more than that.
They're going to need to use their money, which is not.
And they have to hit on all five of those picks.
Yeah. So, I got a curious question. So, like, obviously, Fitzpatrick isn't going to be there in the rebuild. Josh Rosen, I mean, I feel like he was kind of thrown to the wolves from the very get-go.
But he's not even starting.
But he's not even starting either. And he doesn't even have a chance to prove that he can compete for a starting
They're
position or compete.
Value.
They are hurting their value,
they
bro.
Trade him and
like, you got to think about it. You're put into a bad position where you have to start right away for the Cardinals. That was
They're
a
terrible.
Very bad team at
very
the time.
Bad, yeah.
Very bad team at the time, right?
But they finished.
And he showed flashes.
2-14.
And listen, he showed flashes like, damn, this kid can throw a ball. This kid can throw in the windows and stuff like that. He did. And stuff like that. And then right away they trade him to the Dolphins. I'm just like, bro, like, give him two more seasons and stuff like that. He was even okay with competing with Kyler Murray, okay?
See, I'm just not.
Now, but Kyler Murray showed that he would have won that.
I'm not convinced with all the Pac-12 quarterbacks, because they're throwing against Pac-12 corners, which are not good.
Can't say that, though. There's some good Pac-12 quarterbacks.
No. I won't say they're not, but Josh Rosen coming out, he was so arrogant, and when you watch his film, he did well, but you look at who he was playing, and they were losing games to some bad teams. Like, he wasn't helping them win.
They were.
I'm not convinced of him, and then he does this thing where he has to call out all the other quarterbacks taking before him. Like, I just think it's karma at this point that he's put into these bad situations.
You actually do make a really... really big point with that. So I understand that. Like, when he came to the Dolphins, he was very arrogant about it too. Like, he had a kind of like, oh, the Cardinals can kiss my, you know what I mean? So it's just like, so everything's kind of coming back to him. So we all basically know the Dolphins are going to draft a quarterback soon.
We don't know that.
Bro, you got to think about it.
They really might try and just rebuild. But I don't get why they keep Fitzpatrick around. What is he like? What is he really there for?
They should keep him around as the
backup.
As a
backup. But what is he there for? He's their starter.
If I'm the Dolphins, you get the number one pick next year. I don't even touch Tua.
Okay.
You got to touch three other players, three other positions, have Josh Rosen start. Next year, if you're that bad, Trevor Lawrence is there.
And you have all
these picks to trade up to get to the number one pick. All
right, so I have a question. Who do you think the Dolphins are going to rebuild around this offseason? Josh Rosen? Xavier Howard? Who? That's all they have.
It's hard to say. Definitely Xavier Howard, I'm thinking.
So you think they're
going to
fix that defense first?
It's hard to say.
Bro, you're right. They both could be gone for about 1-2 first-round picks.
All I know
is Josh Rosen's
worth is thrown into a fire with a terrible team.
Oh, yeah.
He's
he shouldn't have left the Patriots.
Yeah, like, never. I wouldn't have even taken that job.
Would have taken the Colts job over this, was charged for that.
Nah, that's a job you take when you're not coaching at all. But if I'm coaching, I'm not going to the Miami Dolphins. That's just not making any sense to me.
No, it's not.
It really isn't.
It's not a business decision.
But what about, we haven't talked since A.B., join the Patriots. So
next question.
So what about the Patriots and Antonio Brown and expectations for the Patriots?
I mean, they obviously reawoken Tom Brady, because last year they were a run first offense. Now it's like they're more balanced to kind of like more aggressive pass attack type of offense. I mean, look at it. You see Tom Brady in a shotgun a lot more than he was last year. Even though it's week two, it could still be early, but it's just like
they're running it up on Miami.
Exactly.
Because of what happened last season. Let's keep it
honest.
That crazy play with Kenyon Drake scoring off of it to end the game. You know they wanted to run it up. Bill was not having that.
Yeah, you're right about
that.
But you gotta think about it. How could you not want to throw the ball when you have all those receivers, Pro Bowl receivers, freak athletic receivers? Like, you're
that
putting Tom Brady in a GOAT position. Like, there's really like nothing you can do about it. And there's a top three defense, maybe the best defense.
All I'm saying is
Stephon Gilmore is definitely
the Chiefs. Don't get Jalen Ramsey, the Patriots are probably winning.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, of course.
That's all.
Of course. Who's the other corner? McCourty. McCourty. They got McCourty, Gilmer. Safety. And then they got the other McCourty at safety. It's two. It's two of them.
Yeah, they got
Patrick. And then Patrick Chung isn't there no more, right?
No. Nah, he's doing that.
Yeah, drug talk.
See, but I mean, I already think the Patriots are favored, especially if AB is there the whole time. But just adding AB makes them that much scarier. They destroyed – who they play week one? Whoever they played, they did pretty well. They beat them easily.
Oh, the Steelers.
Yeah, that was easy. And then they add AB. I know they played the Dolphins, but AB can get open on just about any corner. Like, I would really say that. He's so quick. Okay. And he runs this quick 5 yard out, and he's easy.
Him and Edelman now.
Exactly. So yeah. So like, what was? It's so confusing knowing that not other teams at least wanted to try, just because the Patriots are that team that, no matter who you are, you're gonna fit in their locker room because they don't take shit from anybody.
So do you think that the Patriots requiring AB? Do you think the Chiefs can still compete against them?
They can. Yeah. They can compete
just because of Mahomes. Just because of Mahomes.
Their offense is still prime time.
Like, yeah, the Chiefs can score, but you got to think about it.
It doesn't even matter. So the Chiefs in the conference championship game, they didn't punt once, and they still lost.
They still lost.
Makes no sense.
You're right.
It's just Brady can keep.
I think if the Chiefs get Ramsey, I think it's over. Yeah. I think it's over.
I can see it.
Because I feel like
that controversy, though, in the locker room with him and Tyreek Hill, I don't know how that would pan out, because you know what he said.
I forgot about that.
You can say it doesn't matter, but saying stuff like
that.
When it comes to
winning, I understand, and they're on different sides of the ball, so it doesn't even matter.
That's true.
Because you take any team in the AFC right now that the Chiefs have to go through, Ramsey shutting down that receiver or doing a better job than any other corner will. If you go against the Texans who are a threat, Hopkins is gone. If the Steelers are not even a threat anymore, but Juju would be gone. If you're going the Patriots, you can get AB out, and then you just have to worry about Edelman and Gordon, just how it was supposed to be regularly.
The Ravens just got Brown.
And James White out the backfield.
Yeah, I'm not even worried about the Ravens going deep, because the Patriots are going to end that if they see them.
Chargers?
The Chargers, there's something about the Chargers that I don't like.
There's something there with them. They can't finish games.
They don't know how to blow teams out. They make the little mistakes that keep teams in.
They're like the Sixers.
I'm starting to contemplate. Rivers, he has all the numbers, but I'm starting to contemplate if this man's really...
You're right. I thought about that.
He doesn't know how to win as much anymore.
That's what I'm saying. And the way they lose... Like, I know there was, one year they had, four different kickers and kept missing field goals. But, every game for them comes down to a kicker or something, weird. Nothing ever goes normal for that team. I don't get it.
It's never just a blow. They can never blow any team out.
No, they can't.
It always comes down to the final play, final field goal.
I don't trust the Chargers in the playoffs at all. I only think there's about two teams. There's only about three teams that have a chance. You know, with Luck retiring now, I only see the Texans, Chiefs, or Patriots.
I like the Texans, though. I think that they have a chance just because Deshaun Watson's a winner.
Yeah, but they need to keep him. They need to keep him healthy.
That offensive line is terrible.
They need to keep him healthy.
That offensive line is terrible.
That's why they got Tunzel, but he's not even that great right now. Yeah.
But still, one lineman wasn't even fixing that line. That line's not good enough.
They need to do something free agency to really contend. I mean, not free agency, in a trade.
All right, so right now, who would you have as your early season MVP candidate?
Patrick Mahomes. I know you got Lamar.
Can we name the top three?
You got Dak, but Mahomes is he's just a different animal. Nobody can throw like this man.
Yeah,
Brady might be the smartest. Rodgers we thought had the most talent, but no. Pat Mahomes comes in and he's throwing to Marcus Robinson, Mecole Hardman, because Tyreek Hill's out. You know, and I know it was the Raiders, but Mahomes just shows something that nobody else can.
I would say this.
Generational quarterback right there.
Mahomes should win his second MVP, but if Lamar Jackson keeps playing the way he is,
because he's a new face,
he might get it.
And the way he's changing the game,
exactly. And kind of like the James Harden Giannis thing, James Harden low key should have won his second MVP, but Giannis was just as good and a new face, so they give it to him. That's why LeBron doesn't win the MVP every year. That's why Brady doesn't win the MVP every year.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Mahomes could get slighted. But Mahomes is easily the best player in football.
Yeah.
I think like it's between Mahomes and Lamar right now, and I just feel like it's college football.
Your boy Dak's trying to contend though. He's trying to put his name in there.
He just wants that money now
against college defenses.
He wants the money
and teams. You know, we haven't played anybody yet. Once we, you know, I don't even know when our next test is gonna be. You know, the Saints obviously will be a test.
Yeah, bro,
but I think that's gonna be a good game.
I'm waiting for this two quarterback.
Oh yeah,
let's see how this going. Taysom Hill and Teddy.
Man, I wasn't too confident in Teddy dual Bridgewater. Threat. He didn't look that good.
No, I think, but
I think you got to give Taysom a chance because he could just do a lot of things. They could do something.
That's true, but I also think that the Rams secondary is also really good. And that's a hard game to get thrown into.
I understand.
You haven't when you've been on the sideline all this time, and you haven't played a game.
They play Seattle though, so it's not going to get easy. And then they play us. So
he's just got to use what they have. He's got to use Kamara
at least he can come in with a game plan, though.
Yeah. He's got one of the best coaches in the league, so he can't play that
bad.
They're going to get creative.
He's got to use, you know, Kamara and Thomas. You know, like you said, he targeted Thomas 11 times, but I feel like Kamara was out of the game plan.
Yeah, completely. He really was.
Like, he didn't do anything. On my fantasy team, didn't do anything, and it made me angry. So, but speaking of fantasy teams, actually, let's go to another one of my fantasy players. Odell Beckham.
Rich Millie.
Is Odell still a top five wideout?
Yes.
I explain.
Yes.
As a Giants fan, explain.
As a Giants fan, well, he's explosive. He's extremely agile. He's extremely versatile. You got to think about it. Do you see how good of how talented his hands are?
Oh, yeah.
You gotta think about it. Did you see what he did?
That's LSU.
But yeah, that's the only issue. Let's hear your top five.
Yeah, I don't really have an order. I'll say D Hops, Julio Jones. Julio Jones is just an all around freak athlete. He's a dog. Yeah. Michael Thomas, he's a chain mover. He will move that ball. Like, that's what makes him elite. Mm-hmm. You need a first down. He's going to get you that first down. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't see anything. Like, of course he's explosive. I don't see anything crazy explosive. But if I need a guy for a first down and it's 4th and 15, 4th and 20, out of all the guys I'm about to name, I expect Michael Thomas to get me that mm-hmm. first down.
Oh, yeah.
Can't guard him. Odell Beckham and Tyreek Hill.
That's my top five.
Missing a big one, buddy.
I know. Antonio Brown.
No. Calvin a bigger Johnson.
Wait.
Devontae Adams.
Bro. Yeah. Adams is a red zone. Is a red zone demon, bro.
That's my number four.
He's a red zone demon.
Check his footwork.
I don't have Odell in my top five.
What? I would never line up across him.
I would say if Odell's not in my top
five. I'll line up against any receiver I name.
I got Odell like 7.
He's scoring on me.
I have Odell around 7. Because if I have... You know, Hopkins, Thomas, Julio, Adams, Hill,
AB,
Antonio Brown. And then, probably Odell sitting right there. You know, there's not much other guys, I think, really, you know. Probably 8, probably be like around Juju or Adam Thielen, something like that. And Tyler Boyd is actually making a sleeper. You know, that man might be a top 10 receiver.
It's just that team is so bad right now.
You can't see
that. They're second to Miami.
Do y'all think John Ross is proving he's a first round now? Or no? You think it's just a little burst?
So I got to see longevity.
I think he has
I didn't see him hit a win.
A Tyler Lockett kind of value. You know, get you a big play every once in a while.
Yeah, I respect that.
But, like, those big plays be big. But, like, the Bengals aren't really playing for anything. So I don't really see much in the Bengals.
Who would you say your top five running backs are?
Top five running backs?
That's easy.
There's Saquon. I'm going to go Zeke.
Of course.
Kamara.
Of course.
I would say, can I say Melvin Gordon, even though he's not?
One, but yeah,
keep going. I'll go Le'Veon.
Yeah. I mean, mine would be Saquon, Le'Veon, and then probably Zeke McCaffrey. Or no, Kamara, Zeke McCaffrey.
I got Saquon, Zeke. McCaffrey. I mean, Kamara McCaffrey.
It's all around the same. Just
nobody said Gurley though. Nobody said Gurley.
With the arthritis, you can't now.
If
it was Madden, I'll take Gurley.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not controlling or calling the plays.
Le'Veon is so underrated. Not underrated, but like Le'Veon doesn't look like he's great because he's on the Jets. He's so good though.
Like just because he took that year off, when he's on the Steelers, I take Le'Veon over Saquon. And I'm like, I know it sounds crazy.
I would think about it.
But Le'Veon. really like he was a receiver.
He was literally a receiver.
Getting you 84 catches.
He's like anyone in wide receiver.
He leads NFL history in total scrimmage yards per game at with 128. And do you know who's behind him? Jim Brown with like 124 or 122, bro. Like, think about it. He does it all. But if we were talking about like how football has always been, how football is always a run first offense, who's like number one? The perfect running back, it would be Zeke, bro. Because if I want a running back that's going to always fall forward, that's not scared to run through somebody, ground and pound, he's going to hit you, he's going to pass block. You know, if he's about to run out of bounds, if you're running up the sideline, you're not going to run out of bounds. He's going to fight for that extra 2-3 yards. Bro, I'm taking Zeke, bro.
I think it just depends what team you have. I feel like every team has that one running back that's the best. Like, on the Dallas Cowboys, I think Ezekiel Elliott is the best running back in the league because he's on the Cowboys.
Exactly. So Zeke wouldn't work.
But now, like, Saquon, he would be good but on the Cowboys, but the way we run the ball, that's not, like, Saquon's fit. Yeah, but, like, now if I'm running, like, a Los Angeles Rams offense or, like, a Chargers offense when you're passing to the running back a lot, give me Saquon or give me Le'Veon or Kamara or McCaffrey.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
So it depends.
So what I've been hearing lately is that people don't there's a lot of people who don't think Zeke would be good on other teams. What do you think about that? Like, I don't see how he would.
You can put him in any team, any position. He's gonna work. He can be a workhorse.
I've heard multiple people tell me that he would not be good on different.
This is exactly why.
That makes no sense.
This is exactly why, because the NFL is becoming a pass first offense, and listen. Some teams don't want to move on to the fact that they can put 7 man down, double tight end, and they want to run the ball up the gut. How many teams do you see do that?
I understand that, but hold on. I understand that, but listen. It doesn't matter because Zeke's literally so powerful, and his energy in the game is so crazy. He literally can control a game. If you watch how the Cowboys play, he literally just controls the game. 4 yards, 5 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards. He's just constantly hitting your linebackers. He stops and your defense can hold. So that's why they're getting consistency with that ground and pound, and that wears down on a team over time. And if you want to do a little screen route, then let him get into open space. He can take off. He's got the burners for it. He has the cuts. He can do whatever. I think you can honestly put him in any position in any team. He'll be successful.
Those running backs that we just named, doesn't matter what offense they're playing in. They create their own. Like, I think it's like they're so good. They're so like separate from the other running backs. Like, those 5-6 running backs are so different. Like,
see, and I think, but I do think that if David Johnson was on a better team,
yeah,
he would
that's
be up
one
there.
Team because
the Dolphins, the Bengals, because Mixon isn't doing well.
They pass too much.
You know who has been doing good though? Dalvin Cook.
He's third on fantasy big board on Bleacher Report.
Quiet
this week.
Season,
I'm mad because I take him in the second round in the past 2 years, and he lets me down. But then this year.
It's only week.
He's gonna be a tank.
He's
gonna be a
tank.
He's
elite.
He's gonna be.
He's very good. He had that 75-yarder last week. I was playing him in both of my fantasy leagues.
He keeps us up this whole season.
It's a bad week for you, Dan.
Of course,
Dalvin Cook will be up because look, he's sneaky fast for his size.
He can just hit you.
And yeah, he can.
Yeah, I was surprised no one caught him on that 75-yarder, but he was moving.
Nah, yeah, there's guys that took off. Derrick Henry too. He looks slow, but he be moving.
Yeah, that's different. Those stiff arms against Jacksonville were ridiculous. Last year on that 99-yarder. That play was amazing, honestly. Yeah. I've never seen something like that. He just manhandled grown men by just throwing them and then taking off.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Some of these running backs
are
doing some crazy stuff. Like, not even just the NFL, it was like college, too. Like, there's some good running backs that are going to come into the league. Like, there's a lot of hope for the NFL in the future.
Yeah. All right, so before we wrap up, we'll do a top five. So let's go top 5 biggest surprises so far the NFL season that kind of, like things that kind of surprised you. Like, it's gonna take a while for you guys.
Oh,
to
I got you. My you go. Number one thing.
Let's do 3.
Nah, we're I going got
5.
One.
Five.
Oh,
nine.
5 things. Oh, five I got things. One for you off jump. Sam Darnold gets mono. What?
That's a big one.
This is what we're doing now, Sam. Come on, let's get it together
one.
And play some football. What's going on there?
That's a big.
I think AB with these charges, I think I'm not even the trade, like, but the charges against AB, like, these are some serious things. Like, this is not something to mess around with. I want to go with Todd Gurley's management. Like, I understand his arthritis is bad, but I didn't think it'd be like Malcolm Brown basically taking over and him just being like a secondary back, just like kind of comforting him, I guess. The Eagles losing to the Falcons hurt. That was, I'm going to be honest, because like, just because like...
How surprising.
It was, to me, it was, no, I knew it was going to be a close game, but for us to just get burnt on a screen route, not even like a double move or nothing, like it was a screen route to Julio Jones and he just takes off off the sideline. Like, that's basically that game and, like, the injuries. That's what I'm going with. Like, I wasn't expecting all that for us to lose our two.
Yeah,
like,
it was pretty impressive. There was an injury on every play.
Every play. Every play. It was ridiculous.
All right. And, one more?
My final one. I don't know. With all these bad quarterbacks, why is Kaepernick not even getting, like,
yeah,
a
look? That is surprising. Like,
I understand.
He had to have gotten blackballed by the NFL.
He did. What they're doing to Melo is what they're doing to Kaepernick. Like, it's all the same thing. Like, I understand, like, can we just give this man a job? Give him an opportunity. There are so many bums in this league that are still playing the game. Mm-hmm. Give him a chance. At least see what he can do. You never know.
My top five surprises. Number one, that Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, and Josh Allen are, like, taking over the league right now.
I'm not surprised about Josh Allen.
Taking over the league.
I'm not taking over the league, but I mean what the numbers he's putting up. I'm not surprised about
that. So far, these three, besides Mahomes, these have been the next three best quarterbacks. Yes. And that makes no sense.
That is surprising, yeah.
Who, like, if there was, you could have bet on that, they would have won a lot of money.
Yeah.
Probably would have won the whole casino.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number two, Antonio Brown and how he can just find a way to stay in the news every single day.
Every day, man.
With something else,
his
though.
His feet, his helmet.
His farts. Makes,
it's literally, oh, that's what I'm saying. It's literally anything. Any and everything that? At this point.
Anything he does, man.
Three, the Chicago Bears and Mitchell Trubisky. Like, I thought Mitch was okay.
Not the game-winning kick. The game.
He was bad.
I'm hearing from Bears fans that they don't even think he's good. Like,
Mitchell Trubisky has looked terrible this year. Like, really, really.
I knew this was gonna happen. He was mediocre in college. No, that defense is really what gave him momentum. Like, when you have a defense that can just dominate, like, the way their defense literally wins them games. Their defense literally wins them games. And all you have to do is put forth your side of the effort.
But they put up, like, 14 points.
And they'd be fine. And they just can't. They can't.
And four, I'm surprised that the Green Bay Packers, they're winning games by their defense, not their offense.
Yeah.
Like, their defense actually looks like a top 10 defense.
And that's scary.
And they're showing up. And last but not least, just the Minnesota Vikings. Like, Kirk Cousins looks terrible.
He's not worth any of that money. Any of it.
Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs are suffering from it, and I did not see that happening. And so like, bad. They just became a run-first offense, which is fine, but I didn't expect
ten passes.
So, like, Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs are not nearly getting what they were getting last year, especially Thielen getting 100 yards in, like, 8 straight, 9 straight games, something like that. Now he's not even getting, you know, catches, so it doesn't make any sense. I think that was really surprising to me.
Daniel? I'll start with AB, just really, like, everything that he could possibly do. Like, how... I just don't get what his end game is. Like, I don't get what he wants.
You can't even make it up.
I don't know what he wants. Second, I'm going to go with just Lamar Jackson. I had always thought he could be a passer if someone taught him better. He's now showing that he kind of can be. He's throwing a good deep ball, but then he's also using his legs when he needs to. Mm-hmm. And he's just so shifty when it comes to that. So his deep ball has really surprised me. Next, I'm going to go with another young QB. I'll go Kyler Murray. He almost came back against the Ravens, and he came back against the Lions, which they're not a great team, but coming back against Ravens almost tying it up was pretty interesting to me. Third, I'm going to go with another QB, Flacco. Flacco is not yet bad. I thought he was really bad, but Emmanuel Sanders is helping him out, Sutton's helping him out, and he's honestly not looking horrible. And then the last one I'm going to go with is the Bills. I knew that they had a decent defense, but...
Decent?
But they're really, they're showing something else. And I'm telling you, Josh Allen, if you, you give Josh Allen some more wide receivers and stuff, he could do well. And I love Devin Singletary, Murder Singletary in that backfield.
They're still nice.
That defense really has been top 10 defense for years. It doesn't matter what their record is.
Doesn't matter. Years they've been in the top 10, bro.
All right.
Me, first off, I thought NFC West having 3-2-0 teams.
Niners are fake.
I mean, like, you got to just think about it, like.
The dysfunctional.
I mean, all the teams.
I mean, Jimmy had a good offseason, so.
Yeah, exactly. Like, all the teams that's. Every team in the NFC West are in ball games. Like, you just got to think about it. And this dude trying to clown me.
No, because he was joking. He threw 5 picks and won in 5 passes.
No, I wasn't even talking about it. I was not joking. He had a good offseason. The females he was with.
Okay. I thought we're talking football.
That is football. What you mean?
I'm surprised the Panthers.
Look at Reggie Bush's career.
I'm surprised with the Panthers 0-2 start, though. Like, I thought they were going to be that team this year. I thought they were going to be like, okay, well, I mean, I don't think the division was there, but they were going to be able to compete for a wild card spot. It's those injuries catching up to them. When I think about, Cam Newton getting beat up like that, I compare him to, it can't be another Andrew Luck, bro.
5 rush attempts in 2 games.
Jeez.
That's not Cam Newton.
It's not. That's he doesn't want to get hurt, bro. He knows he's going to get hurt. That's why he's not running no more. He's just like, bro, like, he's trying to prolong his career, and he knows the injuries are catching up to him. Mm-hmm. Like, he had a shoulder surgery. He was rehabilitating his ankle off season. Like, bro, you got to think about it. Like,
you got to protect yourself.
He's turning into damaged goods now.
Oh, Alonzo.
Started clowning.
Two more.
Let's see. Surprised Dwayne Haskins hasn't started yet. That's something, because I thought... I mean
2 weeks.
I know, but still, it's just like...
You know what the Redskins are doing now. They're like, oh, man, look, we played 2 Super Bowl contenders, man. We're 0-2. It's not that big of a deal, man. We still got a chance. We're 7-1 last year. We're still
going to be nice. I hope they think he's the answer, man. They do. I hope they do.
I just feel like they don't think Haskins is the answer. I feel like his preseason was not great.
Find out. Yeah, it wasn't.
It was not impressive.
You got to find out. But, like, my man's just, like, third string, I'm pretty sure.
Another...
Who's the backup?
McCoy, right?
Oh, it might be McCoy.
And then Alex Smith's still on the IR, so like...
Yeah, this team is a joke.
He's borderline practice squad.
This team is a joke. What happens when Alex Smith comes back?
And then 2 more, right?
1 more.
All right. Big Ben with his... His season ending, because you got to think about it, bro. It was a non-contact injury, and you got to think about it. Like, non-contact, you know... Injuries like that's non-contract, also depends on how healthy your body is, bro. Like, it doesn't just happen for just no reason. Like, you got to be healthy. Your body has to be 100%. Like, that age is obviously catching up to him. Like, there was a rumor saying he's contemplating retiring. Like, bro, think about it. He's been throwing that same exact form all his career, and then one time he throws it, and then what?
I mean, that's what happens when you sit on the couch the whole offseason.
yeah, exactly, bro. All he does, he does nothing in the offseason. So I'm just like, bro, he is unhealthy. He is slow. Bro, he's fat. You can see his beard. You can see his beer gut through his... Bro, look up Big Ben.
I'm ready for the Mason Rudolph era. I actually think he has a chance.
He led the Big 12 in passing. He had 4,800 passing yards and like 40-something touchdown passes.
Is it James Washington?
James Washington was his main receiver, and he had the most touchdowns in the nation, bro. That thing is crazy. Like Mason Rudolph was put in a good position.
I really hope it does, because Ben is not – he was not the answer this year. He wasn't the answer last year. Like,
yeah,
it's time to move on. And Rudolph is not a bad guy to move on to.
The Steelers look like the OKC Thunder, bro.
But the thing is, I feel bad because they just traded Josh Dobbs, too. Like, Josh Dobbs has been a good backup. But, they are like the OKC Thunder.
He should get a
chance. Gardner Minshew? How about the mustachioed
He was nice at Washington State, bro. He was cutting up.
He's just on a not a great team right now.
Did you guys hear what What offer he got?
Nah, what offer did he get?
Oh, you want me to go?
You can go there.
Oh, well, he got an offer from a porn site.
Oh, yeah?
Today. Yeah.
Who?
Oh, man.
He looks like he could be.
Yeah, him and Jimmy G can
go. He's got the mustache to do it, man.
Yeah, he got an offer to do it?
Yeah.
He is wild.
It's in the Oh, man.
Yeah, wow. So these NFL quarterbacks, yeah, it's not what we're normally talking about. This is what happens when Drew Brees.
Oh, my God. We talked about so many of them.
This is what happens when Drew Brees and Eli and Big Ben don't play anymore. We got to talk about these weird guys.
Nah, Gardner Minshew is not weird, man.
He's definitely. He's not your normal
quarterback. He's not normal. You're right.
He's just some country farm boy that can throw the ball, bro. For real, bro. Wow. That's all he is, bro. For real.
Gardner Minshew.
Look, that's a farm boy name. Gardner Minshew. Think about it, bro. Yo.
Terrible.
Dude, I don't know.
I wish the best of luck to him, though.
Because
Washington State, I mean, Washington State, I love Washington State.
Hey, you can make a good living out of being a porn star.
Luke Falk.
You can.
The third string quarterback went to Washington State.
And led
the nation in passing, too. Washington State always has some type of quarterback that leads the nation in passing.
See, but Gardner Minshew's already shown a little bit.
Like, yeah, Gardner Minshew.
He's comfortable in the pocket. Like, he actually looks kind of good in the pocket, just he's not scoring. Like, they had, how many points did they have last week?
12.
12?
Like, something like that.
They had, I'm pretty sure they had 11 and they lost because they went for two.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know.
He's got potential.
Yep. Yeah. But before we dip, what matchup are you looking forward to this week?
Rams Browns. I feel like the Browns are home. They have the chance to show that they can compete with Super Bowl contenders.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they have everything they need. They have, I mean, Njoku, he's about to have season-ending surgery, right? It was a hand injury. He landed on his hand weird when he got hit. Nick Chubb, you know, you got Kareem Hunt coming back in 8 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have Odell, Jarvis Landry, Antonio Callaway, right? He's out. He's suspended, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got good receiver depth. I mean, the other receivers that were in, they weren't that bad. The defense looked really good, but it's the Jets' offense, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel confident in that game. I feel like the Browns going to do something.
I'm looking forward to seeing the Ravens-Chiefs game.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if Lamar's really elite. See if he can keep up with Mahomes. Because who knows? This could be a playoff matchup down the line. Yeah.
Multiple
we,
times.
We could see. Multiple I'm saying, times. But I'm saying this season we could see.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
I want to see if Lamar can keep his pace and actually be able to keep up with the Mahomes arm and the power like that. That offense can really.
He's a dog.
They can dominate. Like, they just dominate teams, like, outscoring them. Like, see if you. It's really catch up. Can you keep up with me, basically?
Mahomes, Baker, and Lamar will probably be the
three pillars. I'm going to go with the Chargers and the Texans. I like the AFC matchup.
Uh-huh.
We talked about the Chargers. Like, they're inconsistent. They can't close out games. But I do think that they'll be able to keep up with the Texans. And I think that one will come down to the wire, maybe a field goal to win it.
Yeah, that pass rush, of course it will because it's the Chargers, you know.
Oh, yeah, the pass rush will get to Watson. But if they let Watson go, Watson can – he can run on you.
Yeah, he can.
Oh, gosh.
The matchup I'm looking forward to is the Saints and the Seahawks. First, because
Taysom.
Dallas, we don't have a game this week. So I want to see what the Saints look like with Teddy Bridgewater and Taysom Hill. Plus, I want to see what Jadeveon Clowney could do. You know, it's going to probably be my first good look at him.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be real interesting. Those two teams, they're probably more on the wild card side now, knowing Drew Brees is hurt. So, You know, that's probably the matchup I'm looking forward to. But I think the Seahawks might come out and take that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's going to wrap it up for this week. It was fun talking to y'all. And we'll do this next week again, and we'll catch you guys
on. Stay tuned.
There we go.
On Logic Sports. Adios.